Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Stowaway, a young man's extraordinary adventure to Antarctica by Lori Gwen Shapiro, read by Jacques Roy.
All that is personal soon rots. It must be packed in ice or salt. William Butler Yeats. Prologue. With his back against the sunset, a 17-year-old boy lingered on the docks along the Hudson River. By his calculations, it was a 10-minute swim from where he stood to the ship. The new high school graduate waited, his soft gray eyes fixed on the city of New York, moored and heavily guarded on the Hoboken piers. The sun went down at 6:45 this day, August 24, 1928. But still, he fought back his adrenaline. He wanted true darkness before carrying out his plan. At noon the next day, the ship would leave New York Harbor and sail 9,000 miles to the frozen continent of Antarctica, the last frontier on Earth left to explore. He intended to be aboard. That summer, baby-faced Billy Gavronsky was 3 inches short of his eventual height of 5'11", and his voice still squeaked.
"You are a late bloomer,"
his doting immigrant mother told him in thickly accented English. Yet the ambitious dreamer, born and raised in the gritty tenement streets of the Lower East Side, was as familiar with Commander Richard Evelyn Byrd's flagship as any reporter assigned to cover its launch.